Off with what's happening right now, and there is growing noise to put an end to political donations, especially at the local government level. They've been under the spotlight in the Crime and Corruption Commission for the last fortnight, where the CCC has been probing the conduct of candidates at the Gold Coast, Moreton and Ipswich local government elections last year. Now, today, it heard from prominent developer Bob Sharpless. He jointly owns the Springfield Land Corporation, massive, as we know, out in that part of the world. They donated to campaigns in Ipswich, including that of the Mayor, Paul Pasali. But it's something he told the hearing today that he could do well without. Bob, good afternoon. Thanks for joining me today. Why do you donate to political parties?
Well, firstly, because they ask us to. And normally the conversation goes something like, if you've had success in business, it's your responsibility to make sure that the public debate is balanced, and political parties need to raise money to adequately resource their candidates, and then it leads to ultimately you being asked to support political parties and candidates.
Do you provide donations to both sides of the political landscape?
Yes, we do.
See, there's a public perception, isn't there, Bob, that especially with developers, but it could be any business who are donating to a political campaign, it could be in turn looked on favourably for decisions to go your way.
Well, that's the perception that some people would push. I tried to make the point today that as an organisation, we make significant donations to many community organisations who we work with in building the community of Springfield. The politicians actually play a very minor role in the development in terms of approvals. I made that point as well.
So the councillors you support or have donated to, regardless of what side they're on, they don't make decisions around the developments?
No, in our project, the major decision-making rests with the city planner under a delegated authority provision. So there is a perception that politicians make the decisions about town planning matters, and certainly in our case, that's not the case.
Bob, you can sort of hear people listening right now just going, what? Hang on, then why donate? Why give money to someone that you're not going to get any benefit out of?
Well, I guess the issue is if you think that people are doing good work in your community and they ask you for their help, do you help them if you can, or do you just say, sorry, maybe only wealthy people should be politicians because only wealthy people can afford to fund their own campaigns? Is that a democracy?
Paul Pasali told the CCC last week he'd like to see a ban on all donations, and I heard today that you support that call.
I do, because then I wouldn't be put into the position and our company put into the position that we find ourselves in the lead up to every election, local, state and federal, where people ask for our support, and if we help them, we're then accused of doing something that's improper.
Where would the money come from? If donations were banned, what would replace it?
Well, if you talked about councils, I mean, councils, every 4 years you have a council election. So I would have thought it would be very simple for a council to budget for a sum of money to be raised as part of effectively rates that would be set aside to pay for the campaigns of the local councillors that put their hand up and run for office. Wouldn't be too hard to work out how much that should be. It wouldn't be too hard to work out quotas around how you distribute the money and ultimately audit how it's spent. A very simple process.
So for local, it would be ratepayers, and then state-wise, even federally, it would be taxpayers.
Well, you could do the same thing.